80 to 90% of individuals who hoard experience an excessive acquisition or continued buying of items. This can also include obtaining free items or discarded items.
Lucy has a hobby of walking around the dumpsters in the back of the mini mall behind her home. She finds old items that were thrown away and takes them for herself. She feels that she's saving these things from the landfill and feels good about having repurposed the things she finds.
In general, the quantity of items that a hoarder collects and the negative impact that it has on their life is what sets them apart from people who do not hoard. The Anxiety and Depression Association of America describes the distinguishing factor of hoarding versus collecting. Collectors often take pride in and take great care of their possessions, while a hoarder may feel uncomfortable, embarrassed, or sad, and will often neglect or be unable to take care of their possessions. According to the DSM-5, items may be cluttered or stored in normal storage areas of the home, such as an attic, basement, or garage. However, someone with a hoarding disorder will have so many things that it tends to extend into the yard, vehicles, homes of other people, and even workplaces.